Well, my question is, how will Lord Ahmed be used by Nestlé? And let's look at what has already happened. Lord Ahmed turned up as an apologist, really, for Nestlé when the European Parliament investigated Nestlé's baby food marketing malpractice in November 2000. At this public hearing, the Network for Consumer Protection in Pakistan presented internal company documents showing unethical promotion of breast milk substitutes and other baby foods, including bribing of doctors. And the network also presented evidence from their own extensive monitoring. Now, Nestlé refused to turn up to this public hearing, knowing that it would have to respond to this this documentary evidence. And Nestlé also objected to the presence of UNICEF's legal officer. We were very surprised to see Lord Ahmed there instead, as an attempted public relations coup, so it seems, but he was not called to give evidence. So subsequently, he wrote to MEPs offering to host a meeting with Nestlé, but without the inconvenience of Nestlé's critics. Now, we want Nestlé's management to answer for their systematic and institutionalized malpractice. There's some very interesting points that have come up from Lord Ahmed's response there. It's interesting that he says he's just wanting to present evidence from his own investigation, because from what I understand, this was a trip that was organised and paid for by Nestlé, and we know from an audit which they commissioned in Pakistan that they were very selective in the information which they led the auditors to see. We actually offered to present documentary evidence of malpractice to the auditors, and Nestlé didn't pass that on, and we weren't able to have any input to that. Now, I don't know what Lord Ahmed was actually shown by Nestlé, but we have internal company documents provided by Syed Amir Raza that show the institutionalized and systematic malpractice, the breaking of the marketing regulations for breast milk substitutes, including serious practices such as bribing of doctors. But there's also evidence made gathered by a Pakistani organization, the Network for Consumer Protection in Pakistan, which conducted monitoring in 33 cities across Pakistan and published a report substantiating the claims made by Syed Amir Raza. Now, Syed Amir Raza says that threats were made against him and that he was offered a substantial sum of money. Nestlé's response is to claim that he attempted to blackmail them. We have been asking Nestlé to substantiate its blackmail allegation for literally years. Now, Lord Ahmed says that he had access to a tape. Amir Raza has written to Nestlé asking for a copy of that tape so he can defend himself. Now, I would ask Lord Ahmed, if he has these contacts with Nestlé, will he get a copy of that tape instead of making allegations of blackmail against Amir Raza when he does not have the chance to defend himself and he has not seen the tape? What is going to be best for infants? I think this is what we need to come back to. And what is best for infants, and I hope Lord Ahmed has the same goals, is that the company markets its products in accordance with international regulations. We're not talking about regulations that Baby Milk Action is making up or plucking out of the air. These are regulations that have been adopted by the World Health Assembly, which is the highest setting policy body in the world. Now, Nestlé is violating these regulations, not just in Pakistan, but in other countries. We are regularly writing letters to Nestlé. They haven't given adequate responses regarding the documentary evidence from Pakistan. We've given them a chance to explain. They cannot or will not explain what has been going on there. And we have to take the evidence as it stands. It is documentary evidence of systematic malpractice. And the Nestlé management are answerable to that. If Lord Ahmed feels that he can help to bring about compliance, then all well and good. We went to him asking for that assistance. Whether he'll be able to achieve that by becoming a paid employee of Nestlé is another question.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's 6:24, coming up, it's travel.